Rick Haro, speaking of business, is our sports business guru. He is with us right now. Rick, how are you?
Hey, Rick.
I'm trying to maneuver through a Cal Ripken board meeting, lobby, going to dinner, lamenting the Zion Williamson issue as a Duke father would,
yeah,
and also trying to get out very quickly and sell my Nike stock.
Exactly. So seriously, how bad of a night was that for Nike? And can they come out with some positive spin on this?
I don't know what the positive spin is going to be, because a lot of it is really going to depend on how injured Zion Williamson really is, how quickly he comes back. And also, you know, does it affect the Duke program as far as Final Four? And, hey, if they're okay in 3 weeks, everything's going to be all right. They're going to have a whole bunch of equipment to experiment with. They're going to talk about how this becomes a very important bit of input in the program. If he's hurt, who knows how bad. I mean, if he's out for a while, I'd hate to be Nike's marketing director right now.
Well, I was just going to bring up the marketing director. How would you handle this? I mean, do you know everybody's thinking about it, Rick? Do you go just make fun of yourself sort of in some sort of way? I don't think ignoring it is the way to go. I have a feeling that the creative minds over there, and there are some that are working, you know, around the clock here to try to put some sort of either a twist or a funny spin or something on this. I think to ignore it would be a mistake.
Yes, but being funny about it right now would be a mistake until we know the
sure.
guy is completely, you know, out of the woods,
yeah.
and we'll see what happens to Duke's program. Again, this is not his contract; it's Duke's contract that yeah. they made available for the kids, at least until you know he can afford to buy the state of North Carolina.
Right.
So I don't know what you do right now, other than to make a statement saying we take everything that happens seriously with all of our equipment, and we're going to study the issue and probably ride this one out to see how long it takes for everybody to know how long. You know, he's out. I know the Duke program because a follower of it, everybody kind of wants to know injury information. And Duke has been really good at not hiding, but not revealing the details of their injuries and how long people are going to be out. It's a function of trying to withhold information from the enemies, not being negative or malicious about it. But I'm not sure we're going to know exactly more than what Coach K said is a mild knee sprain. I mean, have we heard anything more about it?
Nothing yet.
And people are talking about, you know, suing Nike and everything else. I mean, we'll never know this. I would love to have seen, because of the way the play went down and the force of that, you know, man and the way he plays, you know, if he had an Adidas shoe on or, a Puma or whatever it is, I wonder if the same thing would have happened because he's just that strong.
Well, and, you know, the fun issue when it's time, if it is ever time, is to say our shoes are built for human beings, not this guy.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
he bursts out into a Captain America suit or something.
Yeah.
So, that's the way you write it. But let's not do it overnight.
No, I agreed.
If you're Zion, do you consider not playing anymore like the Bosa kid did at Ohio State football after an injury earlier in the year? I mean, he's got nothing to gain to play. He is lucky, at least as of now, it was not a catastrophic injury last night. It very well could have been. But there are some people that think he shouldn't play.
Well, I saw the Athletic article today, and I've sent it around to all my Duke fans, family members, and, you know, they're not talking to me now. They think I wrote it. I just sent it around. So, you know, and all the issues are there. The insurance issue and the insurance policy could probably now protect him pretty well. I'm sure boosters can get it and get him covered. He's an ego guy. He wants to play. He loves basketball. He loves Duke. So I don't. It's hard for me to imagine that he shuts it down unless it's a, you know, very serious injury. And if it's a very serious injury, and the thought is, does he come back maybe for the last 2 weeks of the NCAA tournament? You know, that's another issue. But I don't think we're there yet.
If you were his dad, honestly, what would you tell him?
Well, I don't know yet. You know, I mean, if it's an injury that he would come back with, let's say next week, it's suck it up. Let's get the insurance policy. We don't have to advertise or broadcast it. And if you really love playing, you need to continue to play because life is all about taking risks. Now, let's remember me saying that. I have a giant Duke sticker on my car. Okay?
Rick Harrell is with us, our sports business insider with Sheba to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Other big money story in the past week was the new football league, the AAF, needed a $250 million infusion with a new investor, the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, coming in to save the day so they can make payroll after week one, after what we thought was a very successful first week for the league. Where are we at with this right now?
Yeah, and that was an interesting side twist of this because, you know, you expect that Bill Polian is not going to get into a league with no money. And you also realize that the CBS unveiling required a substantial amount of promotion and marketing the week after the Super Bowl. And if they only had enough money for another week of payroll, it wouldn't have gotten that far. And so at the end of the day, it's one of those deals where Tom Dundon wanted to buy the Carolina the Panthers in the NFL and didn't put enough of a bid together. And now this was the next thing that he could do in football. But I don't know how close they were to financial peril. It seems incomprehensible to me that after all of the good press, we're back into a expansion startup league running out of money after week two. I'm going to go to the game on Saturday night in Orlando because I just want to see it. It's a curiosity fact.
Yeah.
Well, and then the other little, shoe to drop this week, so to speak, was the fact that, speaking of Orlando, they have to go now bust to Jacksonville, practice there, and go to Georgia because the workman's comp laws for the state of Florida don't really protect the athletes, the professional athletes. The insurance companies do. They, for some reason, they didn't know that. And now they're going to only play 51% of the time or 49% of the time practice in the state of Florida. How do they not know this before the league started?
Yeah, well, it's all growing pains, and there were eight of those cities that some would get off better than others. You know, first week, we ignored the warts. Now the startups' warts are beginning to be found, but you know they've been out there for a long time, and you know, you haven't seen a lot of press, but they've had people working on this for a long time. So, you know, you could say it's inexcusable, but at the end of the day, you know, if you solve these and move on to the next step, we'll see what happens 3, 4, or 5 weeks from now if they get there.
Rick, a moment ago we talked about whether Zion Williamson should play. Let's take it to the NBA and talk about the Antonio Davis situation. If you're the owner of the Pelicans.
Or Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, sorry.
You channeled me.
Would you call him Antonio Davis?
Yeah.
Because I always do that.
Because he always does it and he messed me up.
Yeah, no, if you combine him and the coach of Michigan State, how about Mark D'Antonio?
Now you're really throwing me off my game, Rick.
How about that? Shepard, listen, from now on, I only answer questions that are submitted in writing.
Yes, Senator.
That's a good plan. That's a good plan.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Good.
So if you're the owner of the Pelicans, do you make the player play? The NBA wants him to play. Maybe the team doesn't want him to play. Maybe he doesn't want to play. He's unhappy with the trade. Still a year and a half left on his contract. What do you do if you own the Pelicans?
Well, you can't make him play if he doesn't want to. There are kind of cases about that. You don't have to pay him, but you can't make him play. So it's almost irrevocable. And this is, you know, really, really difficult. It's another one of those first impression things where you can hardly win. I guess you appeal to his better judgment than, you know, if you're a Pelican guy, you tell him that the consequences are that he's unendorsable and nobody likes him. But then if that really happens, it affects your organization as well. So I know this is hard for you to imagine. I don't know what the answer is, but at least I pronounced his name right.
How do you think Commissioner Adam Silva would react if Benson and Danny Ferry decided that he's not going to play the rest of the season because they don't want to mess up the trade to the Celtics, which is going to eventually happen?
It'll eventually happen like a trade to somebody, but I don't think Adam Silver is going to tolerate it. And if it's on his watch, again, you can't make him play. But if there is a deliberate intent or an edict that they're not going to play him, I'm sure serious fines on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, I got a beauty of a lawyer question for you. This is right up your alley, okay?
It depends is the answer.
Okay.
Anytime there's a beauty of a lawyer question, the answer is it depends.
You're right. You are right. Yeah. Okay. Colin Kaepernick has a settlement with the NFL. We don't know what the settlement is. I know that the low end for quarterbacks is $20 million a year. He hasn't played the last 2 years, so maybe we start at $40 million and future earnings on top of that. Was it a bigger number or a smaller number? Your best guess on what the NFL pays him.
Depends. I think it's less, but I do think that Nike put some pressure on as well, because I think at the end of the day, Nike wants a spokesman that's out there as an active guy in the community and in harmony with the NFL, because I think if the NFL sees him as a partner and an ally, then Nike is going to continue to be happy, and that's going to make everybody happy. So I don't think it's as high as people thought it was, but it's everybody putting pressure on at the same time.
And speaking of pressure, it certainly seems like the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to succumb to any pressure, nor should they. Gut feeling, Antonio Brown, at least right now, I don't think the Steelers are not stupid. They're not going to wait. They're not going to just take any offer for him, obviously. They'll let him stew. Might even go into training camp. He'll miss OTA, whatever it is. How do you think that scenario, Rick, all plays out?
I think he changed his name to Mike D'Antonio Brown and coaches Michigan State.
Sounds about right.
How about that? All right, that's enough, Rick. Come on. That's, what are you doing? That's enough. I don't know how that plays out, but all I got to tell you is if I'm a Rooney right now and I don't make the playoffs and I've got people clamoring for a better team and I've got both Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown as problem children, and then Ben Roethlisberger probably a year away from retirement, I'm not too happy. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, when is the actual release date of your new book that's coming out?
March 4, but next week, by the way, Shepard, you'd appreciate this, Harvard Law, Harvard Business, we kind of release it. Larry Lucchino will hopefully be there. We've got Tom Grilt, the guy from the Marathon. We've got a couple other Boston folks who will be there. And guess who's moderating for me? Bob Ryan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you heard, Rick, today, but we lost a colleague, honestly. Nick Cafardo passed away down here in Fort Myers.
No.
Yes, it happened. It's obviously, we're all devastated, not just regionally from New England, but he was beloved around the country, and it's unfortunate. But what a great man he was.
Condolences to his family as well. And so, we'll talk next week on the way up to Boston. Actually,
awesome.
We'll talk next week. Half hour before the debut of the book launch, so that'd be cool.
All right, tell Cal Ripken we said hello.
I'm sure he'll care, but I will anyway. Thanks.
Thanks. See you later. Bye bye.
Take care.
This is Rick Haro, our sports business insider from Haro Sports Ventures.